A9. First Woman President. In a sense, the United States has already had a woman president. In 1919, President Woodrow Wilson became paralyzed from a stroke. For more than a year, his wife became, in effect, the acting president. Mrs. Wilson was born Edith Bowling. She was a direct descendant of the Native American princess Pocahontas. Edith had little schooling, but showed her ability when, after her first husband died, she successfully ran his jewelry store. She later met and married President Woodrow Wilson, who was a widower at the time. When Wilson became ill, his doctors persuaded Edith Wilson to become the acting president. They stressed that his recovery depended on her doing so. The cause that meant the most to Wilson was having the United States join the League of Nations. The doctors believed that allowing the vice president to take over would hurt the chances of this happening. Edith was well prepared for the job. The president had often confided in her and asked her advice. She was the only person, except for Wilson, who knew the secret code used to communicate with the country's representatives in Europe. It was expected that many members of Congress would dislike her activities. One senator thundered, "We have a petticoat government." But others, including an English newspaper, believed she was doing a good job and said so.